各位弟兄姐妹平安
，Dear brothers and sisters in Christ，
我代表荣耀堂向各位弟兄姐妹问安。
On behalf of our church, Glory Church, I bring you their greetings。
能够与不同的教会一起来敬拜神是一件美好的事情。
It is wonderful to see that different churches can come together to worship our Lord。
我们现在存谦卑的心，一起来领受上帝的话语。
Let us come with a humble spirit to receive the word of Lord。
那么为了要节省时间，所以我今天 PowerPoint 都不用了。
In order to save some time, I won't be using my PowerPoints today.
我这个题目是在荣耀堂不用翻译，花三次才讲完。
I actually shared this sermon without a interpretation in my church, and it took 3 Sundays.
但是我希望求神帮助我们，只要用四十几分钟有翻译，也把它重点讲出来。
So I pray that God will help me so that within 40 minutes I would be able to bring out the theme of my sermon.
这是非常重要的题目。
Because I feel that this is a very important topic.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，谢谢你让我们领受你的话语。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us your word.
你的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because your word is the lamp of our feet.
让我们因你的话，生命得到成长。
Help us to nourish our lives with your word.
让我们因你的话捆绑得到释放。
Because of your word, help us regain the liberty.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name,
Amen. 上帝给所有他的儿女基督徒很多的恩典。
God gives many gifts to his children.
但是却很多人都没有办法得到。
However, many people couldn't receive it from the Lord.
有一个很重要的原因是他不能够突破自我。
And a vital factor, a key to receiving the gifts from God is that could one break through himself.
那个所谓自我，不是说你是什么职业，你多有钱，或者你的外表，那不是真正自我。
Here we are not talking about your outward appearance or your wealth or your status, etc.
真正的自我就是你怎么看你自己。
The true self-esteem that we're talking about here is how you perceive yourself.
有人称它为自我的形象。
And some describe it as your self-perception.
Or the self-image.
Self-image.
那么自我形象怎么产生的呢？
So how does a self-image come by?
也就是你从小成长的家庭或者学校老师，他们怎么说你，怎么看你，你就成了那个样子的人。
It is greatly shaped and influenced by your background, the people surrounding you, how they describe you, often shape you in that way.
我们称为小时候这些叫做 important others, 就是重要的他人，他怎么批评我，我们心中就接受，以后就成那样的人。
We always say that these are some important factors for other people because what they describe us will tend to shape us in that way.
据一般国内外的统计，是一般人的自我形象都很低落。
According to some statistics, the average person has a very low self-esteem.
这个会拦阻上帝在我们生命当中非常丰盛的恩典。
This will become a hindrance to us for us to receive the gifts from God.
我们刚才看读到的那经文。
Just now we read the scripture.
迦南美地是上帝要赐给以色列民的丰富之地。
The land of Canaan is a rich land that God has prepared for the Israelites.
但是十二个探子里面十个回来说我们千万不可以进去。
But we see that out of 12 spies, 10 of them discouraged the Israelites.
他说那边的居民啊，身量高大，而且称他们为伟人。
Because they were afraid, they said that the inhabitants in that land are men of great stature.
而且据他们看我们呢，我们只不过是蚱蜢。
And they think that these people will perceive them as grasshoppers.
我们进去一定送死的。
And they feel that if they go in to take the land, they will be killed.
但是这个加勒跟约书亚不一样，我们一定可以去得到上帝要赐给我们的牛奶与蜜之地。
However, Caleb didn't perceive it in that way. He has a strong conviction that they will be able to take possession of that land.
弟兄姐妹。以色列人已经被这个埃及统治了300-400年那么久。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that at the time Israel was under the ruling of Egypt for some?
被统治了300-400年那么久。
They have been under the ruling of Egypt for 300-400 years.
所以奴隶又生出奴隶，老早忘记他们荣耀的神是谁了。
As we see that they have been living in slavery from generation to generation, they have forgotten about God.
他们一出生，我就是奴隶。
When they were born, their status was slave.
所以他们的自我形象是非常低落的。
Therefore, they had a very low self-esteem.
所以他们就会发出负面的想法，说他们是伟人，是巨人，我们是蚱蜢，我们不能够得胜。
No wonder they had such negative thought that they figured that the Canaanites are men of great stature and they were tiny and trivial like the grasshoppers.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们心中都有一些巨人，但是也有很多的蚱蜢。
The brothers and sisters, in our hearts, we do have some giants, but they are.Along the way, we also have some grasshoppers.
我们常常夸大那个蚱蜢，说我这样也不好，那样不是，我什么都不是，我不能。
We often amplify the image of grasshoppers in ourselves. We feel that we are not good in anything.
但是我们忘记了，我们心中还有那个伟大的巨人，我们看不见。
However, we often forget that there are some giants in our hearts.
所以当我们心中怎么思量这个人的为人，就是怎么样，这是圣经说的。
The Bible tells us that what we think in our heart will tend to shape our lives.
当你想你是蚱蜢，你就一事无成。
If you think that you are a grasshopper, then you are a nobody.
当你想说你是巨人的时候，你靠着上帝凡事都可以做。
If you think that you are a giant, by the grace of God, you will be able to pursue many things.
我介绍在心理学上很有名的一个试验。
Now I would like to talk about a well-known psychological experiment.
叫做皮格马连的效应，叫做 Pygmalion effect.
That's the Pygmalion effect.
在60年代，美国旧金山的湾区一个中学校做了一个实验。
In the 1960s in San Francisco, there was an experiment carried out in the secondary school.
所以校长就把老师叫过来说，你们这三位老师是全校最优秀的。
So the principal called upon three teachers and told them that you are the best.
我们也从全校选了三班是最优秀的学生给你们教。
We have selected the three best classes for you to teach.
我希望你们到学期结束的时候，这三班的学生的成绩平均比别人高20-30%。
I hope that by the end of the term, you could produce the students' results which are.Better than the results of other classes, about 20%.
所以到学习结束的时候，这三班果然比其他的班超出了20-30%的成绩。
At the end of the term, they did achieve the expected result.
后来校长又把老师带来了。
And so the principal called upon the three teachers again.
校长说不好意思，你们三位老师是在学校所有的老师抽签抽出来。
And the principal told the three teachers, actually, you were selected.Randomly.
而且呢，那些学生也都是抽签抽出来，不是全校最优秀的学生。
And the students that I've given you were actually selected randomly as well.
但是他为什么会有那么好的表现呢
？However, how could they achieve the outstanding performance?
是因为他预期他可以成功，可以进步，他就进步了。
That's because they have great expectation. They could improve, and thereby they achieve the great result.
弟兄姐妹，你怎样看你自己，你将来就会成为那样的人。
Brothers and sisters, how you perceive yourself, you would tend to be, you move in that direction.
你看你自己很可爱，人人都会觉得你可爱。
If you think that you are adorable, everybody will feel that you are adorable.
你会觉得你会失败，你最后一定失败。
If you think that you are failure, you will end up in that way.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要对我们旁边的夫妻配偶或者儿女或者随便说他，你没有出息，你笨。他就笨到底了。
So, brothers and sisters, let us refrain ourselves from criticizing others and people in our surrounding, because if we condemn them, they will turn out to be fools.
一个人自我形象低落会产生什么现象呢
？Because when we have a low self-perception, what will be the outcome?
首先，它会产生就是自我憎恨，我讨厌我自己，我不喜欢我自己。
First, that person will hate himself.
而且他心中会有惧怕。
And he will have fear in his eyes.
怕失败，怕别人拒绝他。
He will be afraid of failure. He will be afraid of being rejected by others.
所以呢，不敢用真实的面目接触别人，不敢用真实的面目跟人家相处。
And he will not be able to face others honestly.
结果就变成戴了假的面具。
So he would tend to put on a mask.
而且这个假面具一般表现出来有两个特点。
And we see that the mass will produce something of two characteristics.
第一个就是他很骄傲。
First, that person will become very arrogant.
他常常会吹嘘自己，常常会吹牛或者是膨自我膨胀。
Boast about himself.
是为了掩饰他脆弱的自我。
And that's because that person trying to cover up himself.
还有另外一个极端，就是他表现得非常自卑，就退缩，不敢跟人群接触。
And the other characteristic is that he behaved in a very he behaved in a lowly way.
Yeah. 而且呢，他憎恨自己，同样的，他也憎恨别人。
Because he hates himself just as he hates others.
所以还有一些现象是什么？这种人呢，会成为凡事讨人喜欢，就是讨好者 ，people pleaser.
And we also observe another phenomenon that is these people they tend to be people pleaser.
什么事情都说好好好，没问题，没问题。
They tend to become the yes man.
因为他怕一拒绝了就跟人家的关系破坏，他的自我会受伤。
Because they are afraid that once they're being rejected by others, their self-esteem will be hurt.
这种人永远不会说 no， 不会说不，因为他怕拒绝别人。
He would never say no to others because he's not willing to reject others.
所以那是他的假面具。
But that is a mask.
那么这种人非常的辛苦。
Now this person would tend to live a very hard life.
不敢表达真实的感情，
because he will not be able to reveal his true feeling.
也不敢告诉别人自己真正的想法。
And he does not dare to tell others about his true thought.
所以我们从小因为我们生长的环境不同，就会受到这些的影响而产生的脆弱的自我形象。
Because of all these factors, from our background, we tend to produce such a low image of ourselves.
但是让我们觉得有盼望的是，自我形象是可以突破的，自我是可以突破的，是改进的。
However, it is encouraging to know that it is possible to have a self breakthrough.
因为自我形象的产生是从小到现在的重要，他人对我说什么，说什么，看什么，对待我们什么，就产生了那样的一个悲观的情况。
Because the key is that we have just realized that we tend to be shaped by what others have told us.
所以那是后天形成的。
And we know that this is not inborn. It came from the environment.
所以同样我们后天的话，用另外一些方式我们可以突破自我。
And because of this, we could use other ways to overcome it.
那么突破自我要怎么样改进呢？我只举出三点来说。
So how could we achieve self-breakthrough? Here I would like to share with you three ways.
你首先一定要从上帝的眼光当中来看你自己。
First, you must learn how to perceive yourself through the eyes of God.
你不要看别人怎么说，父母怎么说，社会怎么说，你不要管。
Don't you worry about what others tell you about yourself.
你要看上帝怎么看你。
You have to perceive yourself through God's eye.
如果你们愿意，可以抄下来《以弗所书》一章第五节，自己回去查考。
If you like, you can take down the scripture, Ephesians chapter 1.
我念着给各位听。以弗所书一章第五节，又因为上帝爱我们，就按着自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。以弗所书一章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 1:5, because he loves us, and here he says that. Christ, in His will, let us inherit the identity in Jesus Christ.
所以你们回去好好的思考这一节经文，是上帝爱我们那个是永不止息的永恒的爱。
Here, the emphasis is on the love from God.
而且是按着上帝永恒的旨意，他喜悦我们，预定我们成为上帝的儿女。
And this love was given to us according to His predetermined will.
不像现在有些年轻人一碰见，哇，感情就奔放，眼睛冒火花就结婚了，那是感情的决定。
Unlike the young adults nowadays, when they fall in love, that is more out of the emotion.
但是上帝拣选我们不是的，是按着他永恒的、不改变的，而且是喜悦的旨意，高高兴兴的接纳我们。
However, God doesn't elect us in that way. He elected us according to His will and in His joy.
而且这边谈到说预定我们 得儿子的名分。
And here he says that God predetermined for us to have the name from Christ.
有的人可能是说，哎呀，谁叫我运气不好，命运不好，生在那个贫穷的家庭，所以我的自我形象很差。
Many people they blame themselves that because of their background, they were born in a poor family. Therefore, they have very low self-perception.
我如果早一点信主就好了。
If I had known Christ earlier, it would be better.
你要忘记一件事情了。
But you have to forget one thing.
是上帝在创世以前，我们还没有出生的时候，他就拣选我们了。
Because God elected us prior to the creation of the universe.
所以不管你小时候的环境再么多么悲惨，上帝都知道。
So regardless of your background, what sort of background you're from, God already knows it.
弟兄姐妹，而且最重要的祝福，你成为上帝的儿女。
The most important thing is to be blessing for you is to become the children of God.
你知道中国古时候。只有皇帝可以称为天子，上天的儿子。
Do you know that in ancient China, only the emperor can call himself the son of God?
你称为天子会被杀头的。
If you call yourself the son of God, you will be slaughtered.
但是在我们得到救恩的时候，每一位都是上帝的儿女。
However, when we receive the grace from God, all of us become the children of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们虽然要努力，但是我们不需要借着金钱、名誉、地位或者外表来证明我们的价值，不需要。
Yes, although we have to work hard, but we don't have to use our wealth, our status, you know, to prove ourselves.
我们是上帝的儿女，就是我们的价值。
As long as we are the children of God, that is our true worth.
这是一张50块钱的澳币。
As you can see, this is a $50 currency note in my hand.
谁要？
Who wants it?
哦，有人举手，还有人吗？
Someone put up his hand.
这么谦卑，只有一个人。
Oh,
还有要吗？
好，又有了。Another person.
Okay, 它有没有价值？
Yeah. Do you think that's value this currency note?
我现在把它捏了。
If I destroy it,
你不要心疼。
Don't feel lost.
皱成这个样子，谁要？
If it's,
哦、还有人要
crumpled,
还有人要哇更多人要了哇这样子揍你还要好我把它丢在地上
If I trample it under my foot
谁还要
Who wants it
哇还是有人要
Who still wants it Yes
弟兄姐妹这让我们学到一个功课
This is what we can learn from here From this lesson.
这个五十块的价值不在乎它是不是脏，是不是皱。
It doesn't matter this currency, you know, whether it is clean or dirty or filthy.
因为它本身就有那个价值。
Because itself has inherited it.
弟兄姐妹，你不要看你的外表的形象，你外面拥有什么，你本身就是有价值的。
So brothers and sisters in Christ, don't look at yourself, don't judge people on the outward appearance.
所以我们要照着上帝怎么看我们来接纳我们自己。
We should perceive ourselves in the will of God.
连上帝都是照着我们丑陋的本相来接纳我们，我们怎么能够不接纳自己呢
？If God can accept us regardless of our poor outward appearance, how could we not accept ourselves?
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，上帝非常爱你。
So, brothers and sisters in Christ, you must know that God loves you very much.
你的价值是在乎上帝。
Your value comes from God.
那么第二点，我要谈到怎么突破自我的。
The second point I would like to talk about self breakthrough.
要看自己看得合乎中道。
You have to perceive yourself as it is.
我们读罗马书十二章三节。
Let's read Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
好，我们华文一起来读一遍，请。我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的。要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.But to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
看得合乎中道，就是看得刚刚好，不要太过高，也不要太过低。
To perceive yourself at the right level is not to be arrogant or to be higher or lower.
所以我们要看得恰恰好，上帝怎么看你，我们就怎么接受。
So we should perceive ourselves rightly, in according to the will of God.
有的人会说：“上帝啊，你不公平！为什么他家那么富有，他那么有才干？为什么我非常的贫穷？”你不要说上帝不公平。
Some may complain that Lord, how could you let another person, you know, grow in a, live in an affluent family and he has a lot of gifts, you know, as compared to what I have.
上帝他有绝对的主权，因为他是创造主。
God is a sovereign God because He is the creator of the universe.
但是他绝对是公平的。
However, He is absolutely fair.
所以我们要照着信心赐给我们的大小，看自己合乎中道的时候，就照上帝给你的那一份，你忠心发挥，那就是上帝最喜悦。
Now, by faith, if you perceive what God has determined for you, then you will, to God, this is something beauty.Is a beauty in his sight.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时候把自己看得太高，你就太骄傲。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, if you perceive yourself too high, you will be haughty, you will be arrogant.
你如果把自己看得太低，你就会太自卑了。
If you see yourself too lowly, then you will not have the confidence.
所以我们知道恩赐居然是从上帝来的，我们就完全没有可以骄傲。那不是我自己，是上帝给我们的。
If we understand that all our gifts are from God, then there's nothing for us to boast.
居然呢，恩赐是从上帝来的，没什么好自卑的，因为上帝给的都是最好。
Since our gifts we inherit our gifts from God, there's nothing for you to feel bad about yourself.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们千万不要去比较。
Therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us not compare ourselves with others.
上帝没有叫我们跟人家比较。
Because God never asks us to compare ourselves with others.
你如果跟人家比较，不是你太骄傲，就是太自卑，是自讨苦吃。
If you compare yourself to others, you are either too proud or the other way around.
当你看自己看得合乎中道、很忠心的时候，上帝会把加倍的祝福赐给你。
If you perceive yourself rightly in the eye of God, God will bless you, will bestow His blessing abundantly on you.
旧约当中有一个扫罗，他犯了一个很大的错误，扫罗王。
You know that in the Old Testament, King Saul he made a big mistake.
你看，当大卫杀死了哥利亚巨人跟非利士人回来的时候
，We read that when David killed Goliath and returned to Jerusalem，
所有妇女都在欢呼说：“哦，大卫杀死了万万，扫罗杀死千千。
”And all the women were actually, you know, they sang a song to praise that David has killed many more than Saul。
所以扫罗跟他一比，就非常的嫉妒愤恨。
So whenKing Saul compared himself to David. He became jealous.
从那天开始，圣经记载，扫罗就开始怒视对大卫愤怒，想要杀他。
And the Bible recorded that from that day onwards, King Saul tend to look at David furiously.
但是大卫非常的顺服神，他没有伤害扫罗。
However, we read that David was very obedient to God. He did not.Harm King Saul.
最后我们知道扫罗的下场是很凄惨的。
And we also know that King Saul ended his life in a tragic way.
但是大卫顺服神，更加的被神重用。
And we see that because of his obedience to God, David was greatly used by God.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要为那个我们没有的那一部分向上帝埋怨。
So brothers and sisters in Christ, do not complain to God for what God has not given you.
我们要为我们拥有的那一部分向上帝感谢。
Instead, we should thank God for what we have, what we have inherited from Him.
所以我们当父母的不要说：“儿啊，你真不会读书，隔壁的那个小毛都考取墨尔本大学，你什么都没考取，你不要把人家比来比去。”
So parents, let us not, you know, put unnecessary pressure on our children by comparing them to other children.
同样在一个家庭当中，三个小孩，父母要不要说：“弟弟，你真不会读书，哥哥都是第一名，你也是第一名，但是从后面算。”
And the parents, you know, you should not say to your children, especially the younger one, and said, "Well, you know, you should look up to your elder brother, you know, because you are nobody."
但是你没有注意到，那个弟弟很会赛跑，100公尺跑第一名，哥哥跑了10公尺就倒在地上。
Maybe you have not.You have realized that, you know, the younger son actually has his strength in sports. He actually outperformed his siblings in this area.
我们还有同工弟兄姐妹牧师，我们也不要比来比去的。
Even among the leaders in the church, pastors and deacons, co-workers, let us not compare ourselves.
我们有必要比说，哦，这个牧师比上个好啊，那个比这个更好。每个都是上帝的仆人，上帝都会用他的恩赐来使用他。
Let us not compare all the pastors. This pastor is better than that one. This one than that one. No, we shouldn't, because each one of them is unique in the eye of God.
在罗马时代呢，保罗告诉我们说，我们每个人在场上赛跑是为了得那个冠冕。
During the era of Roman, Paul exhorted us to achieve, you know, the strive for the same goal.
但是世界上的赛跑，那个桂冠最后是第一名是只有一个。
We know that all the worldly competitions, there's only one champion.
但是基督徒每个人都在场上赛跑。
But do you know that as Christians, we are all, you know, running in the race?
但是保罗说，每一个人都不要跟人家比，是可以得到从上头召我们来得，每个个人都有他的奖赏。
So Paul told us that we are not to compare within among ourselves. We, all of us, we will.Receive the crown of life from God.
是为你现在拥有的感谢上帝。
So thank God for what you already have.
当你发挥这一部分拥有的，你会发现，你小事上忠心，上帝会把大事再赐给你。
If you are grateful to God and you excel on what you already have, and you will handle even small matters, you know, wholeheartedly, and God will bless you.And trust heavy responsibilities unto you.
所以突破自我形象，第一个要知道上帝怎么看我们，上帝那么爱我们。
So in order to break to ourselves first, we need to know how God perceives us.
每一句圣经里面讲的话都能够激励我们的生命。
Every word from the Bible can encourage us.
你知道，自我形象很差的人是死不认错的。
Do you know that, you know, a person having a low self image, even Never acknowledge his wrongdoing.
他不认错，为了保护他心中很脆弱的自我。
Why? Because he's trying to protect, his own self.
但是同样的，自我形象很差的另一个极端是凡事都认错，没做错也不向别人认错。
But there's also, another situation, which is, you know, a person with a low, self-image will,
就是说自己没有错，也跟人家道歉。
He always apologized to others, even though he didn't do anything wrong.
所以我们要照着神赐给我们信心大小看着合宜。
Therefore, we should perceive ourselves rightly, according to the faith God gives us.
最后要突破自我，我所要提到的就是要饶恕伤害你的人。
The third thing to do is to forgive those who have wounded us.
哥罗西书三章第十三节。我们好好请一起来读三章十三节，预备，请。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you.So you also must do.
所以在这里我们看见说是上帝怎么饶恕我们，所以我们应该彼此饶恕。
So here we see that because God has forgiven us, we should learn to forgive others.
我们都是罪人，都需要彼此饶恕。
We are all sinners. We have to forgive each other.
我们人的一生都是在伤害别人、被别人伤害走过来的。
You know, we grow up in a life where we often hurt others or being wounded by others.
而且我们的一生当中都是从饶恕别人，而且自己被别人饶恕当中走过来。
You must know that in our life we also go through the process of forgiving others and having others forgive us.
弟兄姐妹，你从小受到的伤害，也许是你的父母、你的老师、你的朋友、兄弟姐妹，你一定要从那个受害者的心中跳出来，要饶恕。
Maybe you were hurt because when you were young, you were hurt by others, by your friends or your classmates, and you must come out of that hurt.
有人说你不饶恕人，好像你天天关在铁笼里面。
Someone said that if you don't forgive others, you are actually imprisoning yourself.
而且最糟糕的是，你最讨厌、最恨的人是天天跟你关在一起。
And the worst fact is that you are often with the one that you dislike are often, you know, in prison with you together.
而且有人说，你如果不饶恕人，就好像自己喝了毒药。
Someone say, if you don't forgive others, it is as if you have you have taken a poisonous drink.
但是你希望别人死掉。
You take the poisonous drink, but you hope that others will die.
只有自己先死掉，别人不见得会死掉。
In the end, others didn't die, but you die first.
上帝叫我们饶恕，不是说不体恤我们的痛苦。
When God asks us to forgive others, it doesn't mean that He is not sympathetic to our feelings.
因为上帝为了爱我们，医治我们，就叫我们要饶恕。你不饶恕，就不能够得到医治。
Because God intends to heal us, therefore He asks us to forgive.
心理学家都有做过很多的研究，一个能够饶恕别人的人，他身心灵各方面都很健康。
Many psychologists have conducted many experiments, and they have come to the same conclusion: a person who tends to forgive others will live happily.
你如果不能够饶恕，你的身心灵受到捆绑，而且会受到伤害。
If you can't forgive others, not only that, spiritually you will be bonded.But your health will be affected.
你说饶恕太难了，是的，饶恕非常的难。
You say it's very hard to forgive. Indeed, it is a very difficult task.
但是在人不能，在上帝凡事都能。
Please remember that, although it is difficult on our part, but there's nothing impossible with God.
饶恕不是一种感情、感觉上的一种感觉而已。
You know, forgive others is not just a form of feeling, a type of feeling.
而是一种意志上的决定。
But it's in fact it's a strong determination in our will.
是的，我感觉非常不好，非常受伤。但是我遵照上帝的诫命，我意志上说决定说好，我饶恕。
Yes, emotionally I may not feel, I may feel reluctant, but in my will I must forgive.
当你这样做决定的时候，上帝会接管你，会帮助你。
When you make this decision, God will take over and He will bless you.
而且饶恕不是忘记了，立刻就忘记了。
No, to forgive doesn't mean that we will forget immediately.
So, if forgive is not forget, 饶恕不是忘记，因为你受那么大的伤害，你怎么可能会忘记
？No, because of the wound, we may not be able to forget immediately.
但是饶恕就是说，我不再报仇，我不再记恨，我不再咒诅他了。
But to forgive is to forego the right to seek revenge on the other party.
不但这样，圣经教导我们要为你仇敌祝福，单单祝福，不要咒诅。
Not only that, the Bible teaches us to even bless our enemies.
你说上帝太不公平了，你对我太残忍了。
If you say God, you are not fair. You know, you're so cruel to me.
但是上帝说不，是我为了爱你，我为了医治你。
But do you know that God actually says to you, No, I ask you to do this because I love you. I want to heal you.
你知道心理学家发现在我们的大脑那种情绪当中有非常兴奋很快乐还有非常那个忧伤非常愤怒两个不同的 area 不同的区域
Do you know that the neurologists have actually discovered in our brain you know, there are different areas that can actually contain our feelings
所以当你
very happy feelings and very sad feelings
当你说赞美别人的话喜欢的话的时候你另外一个区域是咒诅别人恨别人 是没有功效的
Do you know that when you praise someoneThe negative thoughts that are contained in the other side of the brain will have no effect on you.
所以，当你使用这个区域来赞美、感谢上帝的时候，上帝正面的恩典会先临到你，再临到别人，你自己先得到祝福。
So when you forgive others, you praise others, God's blessing will be bestowed upon you first, and then you will outflow from your life.
我鼓励弟兄，我鼓励弟兄姐妹，当我们真的是力不能胜，非常愤怒或者仇恨的时候，让我们来到十字架的面前。
I encourage you when you are in a state where you feel that you are really furious, and you know, please come to the throne of God.
那一个创造主来到世界上
，because the creator of the universe incarnated.Into human form.
但是受造的人把他钉在十字架上。
However, we crucified him on the cross.
但是耶稣还向父神祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Even though that's the situation, Christ still intercedes for us. He prayed on the cross, asking God the Father to forgive us.
你只要来到十字架面前，我们没有什么话好说了。
If you can come to the cross. You will be able to handle everything.
弟兄姐妹，我相信每个人或多或少从小到现在受到很多的伤害。
I believe that all of us here, since we are young, we must have a we must have gone through and we must have some hurts along the way.
但是你在基督里是新造的人，旧事已过，都要变成新的。
But in Christ, you are a new creation.
在全世界很有一个有趣的一个纪念碑，是上面竖掉的是一个昆虫，很少这样子。
There's an interesting statue in the world, which is actually an insect.
那是美国阿拉巴马州的洛克堡那个地方有一个纪念碑，是上面是塑雕的一个昆虫。
And this statue is located in the state of Alabama in the United States.
因为1915年阿拉巴马州那些棉花田被那个橡皮虫、棉花橡皮虫侵害，60%的田都被损坏。
Because in the year of 1915, the cotton in the farm were destroyed by the insects.
所以呢，这些农民呢就绝望之下改种花生。
So the farmers, because they felt hopeless, so they, instead of planting cotton, they planted peanuts.
结果这个花生让他们获得非常大的利润。
And out of that, they had an unexpected outcome. That is in the The business became profitable.
所以两年以后呢，这个阿拉巴马州的棉花田洛克镇居然成了全美国的冠军。
And that place, which was plagued by the insect, actually turned out to be they have the best performance in business.
所以他们在那个纪念碑上这样写的。
So they established this statue and they wrote on it,
感谢棉花橡皮虫。
And they thank the cotton insects for eating up their cotton.
你是繁荣的先驱。
And they thank the cotton insect that you are actually the pioneers of prosperity.
弟兄姐妹，我们从小到现在很可能一些橡皮虫伤害我们的心灵。
Since young, there might be some cotton insect that appear in our lives.
但弟兄姐妹，让那些受的伤害靠着上帝的恩典成为我们的祝福。
Why not?Return to God and let God transform all these wounds into blessings in our life.
我们人都不完美。
We know that we are all imperfect.
都有脆弱的自我。
And we are weak in ourselves.
所以你不要要求你周围的人是完美。
Therefore, please do not require others to be perfect.
那是不公平的。
Because that is not fair.
你自己不完美，怎么能够要求人家完美？
If you are not perfect, how could yourequire others to be perfect.
所以我们夫妻之间不要太过苛责要求，我们都是罪人。
Therefore, husband and wife, do not be too demanding on each other because we are all sinners.
所以我们弟兄姐妹同工之间，你也不要要求人家完美。
And workers in the church co-laborers, please do not place unduly pressure on others.
同样的，我们也不要要求牧师是完美。
In the same token, let us not require our pastor to be perfect as well.
因为我们都是罪人，都在从圣的这条路上往前行。
Because we are all sinners, we are still learning to sanctify ourselves.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们信息快结束了。
I've come to the end of my sermon.
突破自我在人是根本不可能的。
Do you think that by ourselves we can have breakthrough?
但是在上帝凡事都能。
But for God, nothing is impossible.
靠着读上帝的话。
If we rely on the word of God,
靠着圣灵的大能。
And we rely on the mighty power of the Holy Spirit,
靠着少数爱我们的弟兄姐妹彼此能够坦诚的来表达我们自己的真相。
And with the love, from our brothers and sisters in Christ,
上帝一定会在我们的生命当中做奇妙的工作。
God will be able to do wonderful work in our lives.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters,
有上帝帮助我们，谁能够能把我们怎么样呢
？If God is helping us, who can do anything to us?
你永远不能够怪国家、怪家庭、怪你的父母。
We cannot actually shift the blames onto our country, our family.
因为我们都是长大成熟的人，要为自己的事负责。
Because we are all matured people in Christ, we have to be responsible for our own doings.
而且我们每一位在基督里都是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And all of us here, each individual is a new creation.
任何的
part of God,
任何的
all is new.
Sorry, 任何的仇敌不能够再控告你。
There's no other enemy who can accuse us in front of God.
所有别人对你批评、论断、攻击的话，耶稣基督在十字架上都已经把他我们的这种攻击、我们的字句撤掉了，钉在十字架上。
All the accusations that came from our friends, from people in our surrounding, they have all been crucified with Christ on the cross.
让我们从头开始。
Let us start again, start anew.
上帝帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们承认在成长的背景当中我们受到很多伤害。
Acknowledge that in our growth we often are hurt or wounded by others.
我们也伤害到别人。
And likewise we have also hurt others.
我们恳求上帝你赦免我们过去伤害到别人。
Lord, we ask you to forgive us our sins, especially when we have wounded others.
我们愿意靠上帝的恩典饶恕那些伤害我们的人。
Help us to rely on your grace that we can forgive those who have hurt us.
我小时候的苦境，一些环境，上帝你都知道。
Lord, you know what we have been through, our sufferings in our childhood.
我愿意来到你的面前。
And we wish to come before you.
把我自己交给你。
And to commit ourselves in your hand, Lord.
更新我们的生命。
Renew our life, Lord.
释放我们一切的捆绑。
Release us from the bondage of sin.
让我们从今以后靠着耶稣基督大胆地敢表达自己。
So that from now onwards, because of Christ, we can live an honest life.
在上帝的面前，在人的面前，我们将会成为一个真实的人。
That will be our real self in front of others and God.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.